This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are some people who have certain jobs is probably a better way to put that, who just aren't going to be laid off. People whose jobs are what keep the rest of us alive. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz caught up with some of them. These are people who just can't work remotely.
Douglas Washington drives a sanitation truck throughout New York City. Washington pulled over to speak to me on his Queens route. He says sanitation workers often feel like supermen, with amazing immune systems from handling city waste. But he's worried about his family getting ill.
I'm nervous because I've never seen anything like this before. Out of all my 25 years in this industry and all the outbreaks of diseases or viruses that has occurred.
John D'Alessandro is a volunteer firefighter in upstate New York. He says one precaution his team is taking.
We wear certain personal protective equipment, gloves, face shield, respirator, and we're limiting the time that people are spending at the station.
Also, to help first responders, Ron Cooley says other people in the community should stick to social distancing. He's a trained EMT in Fairfax, Virginia.
Stay in place. If there's no reason to go out, don't go out. And let's not overwhelm our 911 response and the emergency rooms.
He says his department hasn't seen an increase in calls so far, but they are bracing for that and making plans on how to stay in operation if at least 25% of his coworkers start to get sick. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.